The Weekend, Friday. By Bed Tiger. So let me run through this again, I say. As far as my parents are concerned, what are we doing this weekend? A microbrewery tour, you reply. Over 18 only, which is why we've asked them to take the kids. Great. Now, what's the code word for us to go into character? Kiefer Sutherland, you say with a chuckle. And the code word for coming out of character? Patrick Swayze. Good. I'm never letting you pick them again, by the way. And yes, they do show your age, I reply with a smile. And you're happy with all the equipment and clothing for the weekend? Oh, yeah. Your eyes sparkle. And you're happy with the rules? Bit nervous, but yeah, I trust you. And what are the rules, honey? When you say the code word to start, I become your obedient, submissive servant. I must call you sir or master, and I must do exactly as instructed until you say the code word to stop. Very good. Now, what's the safe word? I'm sure we won't need it. Darling, I appreciate your trust in me. Well, that and your foolish bravery. But it is important. What's the safe word? Jack Nicholson. Great. Now, let's get this weekend started. I kick off the proceedings by getting dinner prepared. I cook spaghetti bolognese while you relax in front of the TV. Before too long, it's ready, and I leave it to simmer while I change into my best suit and splash on some aftershave. I come back down, open a bottle of wine, and pour us both a glass. Then I join you in the living room and hand you yours. Dinner is almost ready, I say. But first, Kiefer Sutherland. You immediately turn off the TV and look at me with a sexy smile. Yes, sir, you reply with a certain eagerness to your voice. Very good. Now, as you can see, we will be dressing for dinner tonight. You are to go upstairs, put on your makeup and jewelry, do your hair, and change clothes. Of course, master. What shall I wear? Red stockings, suspenders, and high-heeled shoes. Yes, master. What else? That's all. Really, sir? I'm going to be dining naked? Your eyes are wide with shock, but you cannot hide the excitement in your voice. Almost naked. Don't worry, I've turned the heating up. Now, best not dawdle, honey. Food's waiting. You put your arms around my neck and gaze into my eyes. Your wish is my command, sir, you say as you turn and slink off to the bedroom. In a few moments, I have the table all set, soft jazz music playing, the lights dimmed, and candles lit. And you walk in. What a picture of beauty you are, my darling. Wearing nothing but a necklace, panties, stockings, and heels, you walk towards me, swaying your curvy hips. I've seen your naked body so many times before, but to see you so beautifully presented and standing before me, smiling as you submit to my fantasies, excites me to my very core, and my manhood begins to stiffen. You like, master? You purr, hands on hips. Yes, my wife, I like very much. Your body is a feast for my eyes. Now, dinner is served. We sit across from each other, and you hold your empty glass out to me. May I have a refill, sir? I confess I finished my first glass rather quickly. Certainly, my love, I say as I fill both our glasses. You slowly take a sip and lick your lips as the candlelight flickers on your naked skin. Sir is looking very handsome in his suit tonight, you softly say as your eyes sparkle like the jewels between your bare breasts. Why, thank you, I reply, loosening my tie and collar button. Ooh, is sir getting a little hot under the collar? You whisper to me as you run your stockinged foot up my leg. No, I just turned up the heating too much, I lie. But we both know the truth. My cock is as hard as stone, and it's all for you, my wife, later. Throughout the meal, you continue your stroking of my leg with your feet, sometimes even trying to reach my cock with your toes. Now behave yourself, dear, I scold. You wouldn't want to ruin the main event, would you? The main event? Well, of course. In fact, now we've finished dinner, it's time to go upstairs, my love. I stand and offer my hand to you. Your wish is my command, sir. You take my hand and I lead you to the staircase. Ladies first, I say, pointing up the stairs. And as you slowly ascend, I'm blessed with the most exquisite view of your bottom and legs from below. So curvy, so sexy, so desirable. I am captivated by the movement of your derriere, framed so beautifully by the red stockings and garter belt. When we reach the top, I rush ahead of you up the stairs and into the bedroom, dim the lights, and put on some soft music. You enter with an eager look in your eyes. So what have you got planned for me, master? Get on the bed, my love. Of course, sir. And how does sir want me? On your back, arms outstretched. You slink over to the bed and, like the good and willing sex slave you are, do exactly as instructed. I reach into the bedside drawer and pull out a silk blindfold. Bending over you, I place it over your eyes, and without even needing to be asked, you lift your head so I can tie it at the back. Then I move beside the bed, take your left wrist in my hand, and pull a leather cuff from under the mattress. Fastening the cuff around your wrist, I tighten the strap that connects it to our under-mattress restraint set. Quickly, I check the tightness. Just right. Not cutting off the blood supply, but still tight enough to ensure you can't wriggle out, my love. You lay perfectly still as I walk around the bed and cuff your wrist on the other side. Slowly, I tighten the straps until they are taut, and you let out a soft gasp as you feel a pull on your arms. Moving to the foot of the bed, I pull the ankle cuffs from beneath the mattress. Then, kneeling, I place both your ankles in the cuffs with the straps loose. You try and tease my cock with your foot while I fasten the cuffs, and I must admit you almost make me lose concentration. Naughty girl. I'm gonna remember that. And yes, I am keeping score. I stand and tighten the straps on the ankle cuffs, pulling your delicious legs apart and exposing your womanhood. Your chest rises and falls faster, and a big smile breaks out on your lips. Not pulling you apart too much, I hope, my love. No, honey, it's good. You grin, but even though I can't see your eyes, I know you want to say something. Are you sure? And it's not honey, by the way, it's sir or master. I'll remember that for later, you know. Yes, it's fine, you giggle, but I'm still not convinced. Oh my gosh, you want me to pull them further apart, don't you? You naughty girl. Your smile spreads over your whole face, and you nod furiously. Well, my wife, all you have to do is ask me. Properly. Your body shudders slightly. Please, master, pull my legs apart as far as they can go. I want to be completely immobile and utterly at your mercy. So I duly pull on the straps until they will go no farther. Your legs spread so wide that your pussy lips have separated, exposing your innermost depths. Are you sure you're comfortable? I ask once more. No, sir. Not comfortable at all, you sigh. And I love it. I can't help but chuckle. Oh, my kinky wife. I stop and look at you for a moment. There you lie, blindfolded, restrained, and still in your heels and stockings. A picture of willing submission to me, your husband, your lover, your best friend, your master. Oh, Lord, thank you for your beautiful gifts, and for her in particular. She is perfect, the jewel of your creation. I reach into the drawer of delights again, and I pull out a feather tickler. Time to begin. I brush the feathers gently over your abdomen, and you squirm at their slightest touch. Composing yourself, you try and lie still as I give the gentlest of tickles to your breastbone, your collarbones, your hips, shoulders, arms, across the lower edge of your ribcage. Your breathing speeds up, and I can see your tension building. I pause for a moment, then give one of your nipples a quick brush with the toy. You gasp, and your body squirms a little. I can see you're trying to hold it in, letting the orgasmic tension build. When I brush the other nipple, a little firmer this time, you bite your lips and strain against the cuffs. Then one last brush to your hairy mons pubis, and you start to groan through the lips you're biting so hard. Your body is so tense and trembling that the cuffs rattle against the fastenings. I set aside the feather tickler and rest a finger on the tip of your toe. Gently and agonizingly slowly, I move the finger up your stockinged foot, over the cuff, then up the back of your calf and the inside of your thigh. The higher I go, the more you writhe and wriggle until I reach the stocking top. You moan in heavenly frustration as my fingers reach the very top of your thigh and slowly stroke inward. Your head turns upward, your back arches, and your pelvis jerks to and fro in anticipation. But just as I reach your pussy lips, I take my hand away, stand up, and start to strip my clothes off. Your frustration at the withdrawal of my touch drives you crazy. I take off my tie and dangle the tip over your other thigh, slowly stroking it upwards until it rests on your wide open love lips, and you buck and shudder at the gentle touch of the material on your womanhood. Your cries of frustrated pleasure go higher, and your breathing gets faster. I quickly get rid of the rest of my clothes, and my aching cock finally has the freedom he craves. Crawling toward you on the bed, I bend over and plant a soft kiss between your breasts. I kneel with one leg between yours, my thigh about a centimeter away from your swollen and dripping lady parts, and make a line of kisses. My lips start at your breastbone and go left until they reach your nipple, and I marvel at the softness of your breasts as they touch your skin. I take your nipple in my mouth and gently suck, feeling the heat of your pussy on my thigh. You squirm and wriggle as you try to rub yourself on me. You're so frustrated and so desperate for anything to touch your womanhood and give you the release your body is so madly craving. But the tightness of your bonds doesn't allow you to get close enough. Please, please, you whimper and beg, panting and sweating. Your skin is flushed and your vagina drips your nectar, ready for me, the master of your pleasure, to release you from your ecstatic torment. I figure you've had as much as you can take. Straightening up and moving to kneel beside you, I place my hand over your pussy and press firmly. Oh! You scream as my touch sends you into raptures of joy. You're already soaking wet, and I have no trouble finding your swollen clit with my thumb. Two of my fingers slide slowly inside you, making you pant and writhe even more. Slowly, I move my thumb up and down on your clit, and you scream again as your whole body convulses in ecstasy. Oh, this is sheer bliss to see you like this. Your beautiful legs coated in lacy red stockings, the suspender belt encircling your curvy, sexy hips, your wrists and ankles restrained in willing submission, and your mouth wide open and crying aloud with pleasure. It doesn't take many more strokes of your clit to give you your first orgasm of the night. You throw your head back and arch your back. Oh! You scream at the top of your voice. Every muscle in your body tenses, and your vagina squeezes my fingers so hard they almost come out of you. I press my thumb firmly on your clitoris all the way through your explosion. I could keep it going much longer and leave you spent and semi-conscious. but I let you ride the wave to the end and then come down. I've got more in store for you. Your muscles relax, and I loosen the straps to the ankle cuffs so your legs can move freely. You're flustered and breathless with a huge smile on your face. Ah, my wife, I love making you come. In a few moments, you've caught your breath again, and I kneel beside you and gently kiss you on the lips. You respond by opening your mouth wide and thrusting your tongue into mine. You kiss me with passion and urgency, and I can tell you're ready for more. Plus, my raging hard-on is long overdue for some satisfaction. Whilst kissing you, I move between your legs and position my rock-solid dick at the entrance of your dripping pussy. Again, you wriggle your hips to try and get more of me inside you. Your kiss becomes even more urgent and frantic. I move my cock away slightly, and you respond by moving yourself as if to chase it with your pussy, but the bonds on your wrists will not let you. Your breathing gets faster and shallower again, and you start to moan in frustration. You break off the kiss. "Give me your cock, master, please," you breathlessly cry, "and I shall tease you no longer." Slowly and firmly, I penetrate you, giving you all of my length as deep as it can go. "Oh, yes," you cry out. It feels so good to have you wrapped around me, to revel in the bliss of our divinely commanded union. I move into a straightened up position so that our bodies are at right angles. This way, I can use my hands more and can see your luscious body as you submit to the ecstasy I give you. You grin from ear to ear because you know what's coming next, and it's your absolute favorite. With my manhood buried deep inside you, I place my thumb on your clitoris and press firmly with my thumb and my cock. Immediately you respond and begin to thrash wildly on the bed. Your hips shake up and down so ferociously that I have trouble staying inside you. Your moans become screams once more, and I put my weight forward on you to keep you still, pinning you to the bed with my cock. "Oh, yes! Yes! Oh!" You scream louder than before until you have no air in your lungs, and your cries tail off into breathless moans. Your body bucks and writhes violently until you're locked in position with your back arched and your head fully extended. I feel your pussy juices flowing around my hard penis. Your ejaculation flows as your orgasm peaks, and you lie there as if stunned. My beautiful sex slave, you are exquisite. You are God's gift to me. You are mine. You finally exhale, obviously more than satisfied, but there's the small matter of my own orgasm, which I am keen to enjoy. Still inside you, I wait for your breathing to slow, and then start to move slowly in and out of you. I wrap my arms around your thighs and bring them up so that your legs are resting on my chest. You give a satisfied moan as I go in and out. Slow and deep. The luxurious feel of the stockings against my chest, the scratchiness of the lace top on my waist, and the softness of your thick, luscious thighs in my arms make a rapturous assault on my sense of touch. I can feel the orgasm building, and I quicken the pace of my movement slightly. "Oh, yes," you sigh, and start to tense again. I thrust in and out, faster and harder. We've moved up the bed, making the tension in the wrist cuff straps go slack. So I come out of you and move toward the bottom of the bed. Then I grab both your thighs and pull you roughly into me, slamming my cock back into you hard, and it sends you over the edge again. "Oh, yes, master! Use me. Use me like your naughty sex slave. Give me what I deserve. Pound me hard. Use me." You scream aloud in between your rapid breaths. And I do just that. I hammer my body against yours again and again and again. The cum rises, and my body explodes with joy as I release it inside of you. I launch my juice into you over and over, and the ecstasy never seems to stop as I cum an absolute river for you, my wife. I shut my eyes and keep pounding, prolonging my orgasm over several minutes, until the wonderful sensation coming from the place where our bodies join overtakes all my faculties. After I empty myself entirely into you, I remain still, one with my wife, as close to heaven as we will know until we get there. Patrick Swayze, I say, when we both get our breath back. I undo the cuffs and remove the blindfold without coming out of you, a trick which always impresses you, and give you a big kiss on the mouth. We put our arms around each other, you put your legs around my back, and we squeeze each other tight. Finally, I remove myself from you and collapse by your side. Whew, I exhale. That was pretty mind-blowing. You turn to me with a big, wide, silly smile on your face and a slightly dazed look in your eyes, almost like you're drunk. You try to speak, but instead you just blurt out a load of gibberish. We both laugh hysterically. Sorry, brain not working. It's been properly screwed out, you giggle as you peel off the stockings. Oh, you're gorgeous. We cuddle in the afterglow, your head on my shoulder. Hope it wasn't too rough for you, I ask. And the silly smile creeps back onto your face. Not at all, honey. This is just the way I like it, you purr sexily. You move over me and look me straight in the eyes. In fact, when I'm really, really turned on, you can afford to be a little rougher if you want. You briefly kiss me on the lips, then add, Sir. Well, we've got the whole weekend, I guess. Let's see.